I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. We in the news business like to say things like, such and such a candidate is courting the Latino vote. But that assumes that all Latinos think, feel, and vote the same way. The World's Maria Muriel has been reporting on the role of identity in this year's presidential elections as part of our Global Nation coverage. And Maria, that assumption is something you just wrote about at PRI.org, that myth that politicians and media often keep alive that Latinos vote with one mind or tend to prefer one candidate.
That's right. And they definitely don't. I've talked to a Nicaraguan immigrant who is a fervent Donald Trump supporter. And, you know, you would not expect that a Nicaraguan immigrant would be so in love with Donald Trump. She actually told me she loves Donald Trump. And now I just interviewed a man who is originally from Mexico. He was born to a Puerto Rican mother. So he's an American citizen by birth, but he's a Latino U.S. citizen, and he really loves Bernie Sanders. And he made a really good point why Latinos are kind of all over the spectrum when it comes to elections.
If you were part of the socialist agenda government that fell on September 11, 1973, to the coup of Augusto Pinochet, a socialist candidate might be very attractive. If you were a homosexual male who was imprisoned in some of the rehabilitation camps in Cuba during the 1970s, perhaps that word means something else.
Yes, so what Luis Morentes was basically saying there is that when someone experiences when they were living in Latin America kind of informs who you may favor in elections here in the United States.
Right.
Morentes also told you about the cultural and political differences across all of Latin America.
Yeah, I mean, it's Central America, it's South America, it's the Caribbean. They're all
right.
Very different cultures. And this is something that I can actually speak to personally. I'm from Peru. I grew up there. I was born there. I moved to Miami when I was 11 with my family. And pretty early on, I noticed the Latino community in Miami is different from the culture that I grew up with in Peru. I mean, we're on the Pacific coast. We have this like very strong Andean flavor. And in Miami, it's like very Caribbean. It's very Cuban. It's salsa. It's all very different things. That's why you can't really boil it down to the Latino vote or the Latino mind or the Latino anything in the U.S.
Can we generalize about what happens to Latin American immigrants in terms of how their identity evolves when they come to the U.S., like those changes?
Yeah. My grandmother came to visit last year from Peru, and I was telling her how I went to a conference and they had a session for journalists of color. And my grandma's like, wait, what do you mean of color? What color are you? And because, you know, I'm fair skinned as well. Like my family's white. So what happens to people across the spectrum of what Latino is when they migrate to the States is that you stop being just Peruvian or just Ecuadorian or just Cuban. You become a Latino. You become this ethnic minority, right? And I think Luis Morentes, the professor, I think he put it really well.
In my own personal background, when I was in Mexico in an upper middle class privileged family, male, I was a person. I became a Mexican Latino when I started studying in the university in Texas.
So I guess the generalization is that don't make assumptions.
Right.
So how do you identify yourself?
I have gone back and forth. I mean, I do strongly identify with my Peruvian roots. I'm very much from South America. I am an immigrant. And those are all of these things that I can be, and they're not mutually exclusive.
So given everything we've talked about and your reporting on this, Maria, what do you think Latino identity is in the U.S.? Is there something we can say about it?
I hate that I'm going to go for a cliche, but it's such a mosaic. I was talking with somebody about this recently. The closest thing that I could compare it to is like being Arab, you know, like the unifying thing is a language, but we come in many different skin tones, many different cultural identities, and many different ethnicities and religions. And as we're talking about these things, hopefully even presidential candidates and politicians begin to get this. Mm. Like you can't just vie for a demographic vote, because not all of the people in that group are going to behave the same way.
I got to say, it may be cliche, but what struck me in what you described about your arrival in Miami and the differences between Latinos you met there is that what united you is that you were now in the United States.
Yes.
And you're all American.
Yeah. Actually, I mean, I like to say that I was American from when I was born. I was just in South America. And actually, 2/3 of Latinos, according to the Pew Research Center, believe that Latino is at least in part their race. I myself don't. I don't think that Latino can be a race. We come in so many different cultures, and my experience is not the same as an indigenous, as an Afro-Latino. But, you know, apparently two-thirds of American Latinos disagree with me. So I would love to hear from you guys if you're listening. We have on our Facebook group, the Global Nation Exchange, a discussion about this right now. So if you are a Latino hearing me right now and you think that I'm wildly wrong about any of this, go to Facebook and search Global Nation Exchange and leave me a comment there. I'd love to talk to you.
The World's Maria Muriel. Thank you.
Thank you.